And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy Saturday. Hello, Oprah. I don't know if any of you heard, but Oprah is going off the air. Not anytime soon, but she has, of course, got another plan. So I better get it out there every time, since I do want to be the Oprah of green. Actually, I want to be the Gina of Greena. So this is News Talk 790 KNST. It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood. I hope it's a beautiful day in your neighborhood. We have an unbelievable guest today. I've said it over and over, but I really mean it. We are going to interview the mayor from Greensburg, Kansas. And if you don't remember, in May of 2007, there was a devastating tornado that literally destroyed the entire town. I think there were like 10 houses standing, everything in it. It's a gripping story. They have rebuilt themselves as the greenest city in America on a per capita, per pound basis. So Mayor Bob Dixon, who has been in every kind of newspaper, magazine, talk show, morning show around the country, is calling in to be interviewed by your very own Mrs. Green. And I'm excited about that. This town has made a remarkable comeback. We have two callers who are friends of Mrs. Green, supporters in the green community, Colleen Crown and Shield with her new, it's our new late-breaking Clean Cities feature that we'll have a couple of times a year. And our own Tori Ligon has something fun to share with us from the food conspiracy. Okay, why am I stumbling today? I'm so excited to talk to Mayor Bob Dixon, so calm down. My sponsor today is Chapman Automotive. Great article in the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday. The good news is that Chapman Automotive scored very high. The bad news is that there were fewer cars in 2010 that passed the new tougher safety tests. And the tougher part is about a roof strength requirement aimed at protecting passengers and rollovers, which I happen to think is a good thing. I'm not a big let's have more government oversight, but in this case, it's a safety issue, so they're making the car manufacturers have stronger roofs. The good news is that here in the top models in all four crash tests, front, side, rollover, and rear, Honda Civic four-door, Audi A3, Jetta four-door, Passat VW four-door, VW Golf four-door, Honda Element, and the VW Tiguan, I think is how you say it. I hope nobody calls me and corrects me, but if you know the proper spelling, please do. Way to go, Chapman. Proud that they're a Mrs. Green sponsor. One little quick reminder before we go to our call-ins. There is an electronic collection this week, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the 28th, at the Fairfax Companies, 7301 East Speedway. If you want for more information, you can always email info@MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com, and we will be happy to direct you to that website. They'll take Sony is giving a gift certificate or a coupon for old Sony TVs, computers, printer cartridges, you name it. So don't put it in the landfill. Please take it to the electronic collection. Tucson Clean and Beautiful, you can go to them for more information as well. And if we have time, and Andy, I'm going to ask you to remind me.
Yes.
I want to talk about Facebook before we go off the air and what happened with Facebook, because it's like it is our future, and it's a Mrs. Green story. So let's go to our first caller, who would be surprise caller, or is this Colleen?
Colleen
Crown and Shield.
I'm here.
Can
How
you hear
you?
Me now? I know, and you've never been on radio before. Are you nervous?
Oh, gosh, I'm so nervous.
Okay.
I'm always nervous talking to you.
Yeah, I think this is like the 10th time on Mrs. Green alone. So what? This is a great new feature that we're having, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. You are supporting Mrs. Green, and it's going to be a five-minute segment planned by our assistants because we're not very good at it. So tell me what you want to talk about today, Miss Crown
and Shield. I just want to tell you guys some of the things that are going on that are coming up here, starting with the day after Thanksgiving grease recycling event that we are doing. This is our sixth year doing this event, and we recycle any type of grease, bacon grease, turkey fat, any kind of grease that would, you know, normally you guys would stick it in the landfill or
which
put it down
so
the drain.
Bad.
We don't want
right.
you to do any of that. We want you to bring your grease to us, and we will make it into biodiesel.
And I love it. And we know that lots more vehicles are using biodiesel, so that's a really good thing. Cleaner burning, not putting the grease in. So that's one thing you've got going on. You've got a lot going on, girl. What else?
We do. We got so much going on. We also have, for the very first time since 1964, the state of Arizona was chosen to deliver the Capitol Christmas tree to the U.S. Capitol.
I know. I love that.
Well, listen to this. We went one step further with it, and we are delivering it to Washington, D.C. on biodiesel.
Oh, my gosh.
So not only is it the first time the state of Arizona has been asked to deliver the Capitol Christmas tree from the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest, but we are taking it all the way across country on biodiesel.
Which and you had a part of. Let's just put credit where credit is due. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. We've also got one of our local coalition members who has rented a Toyota Prius for the advance team to make it really, truly the cleanest trip to Washington, D.C. that the Capitol Christmas tree has ever made.
I love it. I'm so proud of it. And one of the a friend in my Leeds group was actually there for the cutting of the Christmas tree.
Oh,
and
cool.
She said it was really a spectacular, very sacred ceremony, and it was moving, and she told the entire story, so it's great. And then I know in December, Saint Ambrose is calling in because they had part of making ornaments out of recycled materials that's
Isn't
going
that
on
fantastic?
The Christmas tree.
I mean, truly, this year the state of Arizona, I think, has just really rocked with doing everything in the greenest manner possible to get that tree, you know, with LED lighting to recycled ornaments to getting it to Washington, D.C. on an alternative fuel. So it truly makes it the greenest Capitol Christmas tree ever.
I love that. And then do you want to talk at all about your trip to Dodger Stadium?
Absolutely. I actually had Nissan flew me to Dodger Stadium for the U.S. unveiling of their new all-electric Leaf. And really brace yourself, guys. We are so fortunate here in Tucson. We are a part of the first 5 launch markets, official launch markets for Nissan. And when I got to Dodger Stadium, they announced that they're going to bring the Leaf to Tucson on the tour.
And I love that. And I was kind of annoyed because I read in the Wall Street Journal this week, they had an article about the launch site, and they talked about Houston. They didn't even name the other sites. And I'm like, hello, Tucson, thank you.
Well, and not only that, but it's Tucson as part of the first official 5 launch markets. So we're, you know what, as far as alternative fuels go, we are truly a leader in the United States, and we should be very proud of ourselves for that.
And you're rocking, and you're a walking evangelist for alternative fuels, and I love that about you, and you don't leave any stone left unturned, and I'm just right there with you, kiddo.
All right. Thanks so much.
And have a wonderful Saturday. We know this is not the last time we'll be hearing from our very good friend.
Don't forget to bring your grease out
grease,
day after Thanksgiving.
Grease.
Check out my website to find out where.
And they can always check out mine if they forget. I tell
All
them.
Right.
If they info at Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream will connect the dots for you and support this. It's a fun day. You can see Colleen Crown and Shield up to her elbows in grease.
I'm there.
Yeah, and put it on. Yeah, did you hear what Andy said? I'm there.
He's there.
And we'll
we
put it on your Facebook
get
page.
Andy, so come on out.
Okay, yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving and talk to you very soon.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Andy, what do we do? Go to break
yeah.
or do we then
yeah,
get
we
Tori
that?
Back on? Okay.
Why don't we do that?
This is because we're backing up. Unusual, right? This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. We have Tori Ligon right up after the break and then Mayor Bob Dixon from Greensburg, Kansas. Thank you. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. People are talking. They are talking. I hope they're talking about Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST, where every week we interview people from around the country, soon around the globe, about green living, green building, green fashion, green fun. So thank you so much for tuning in. We have 2 calls right now. Let's go quickly to Tori Ligon, who is the food conspiracy queen. She's a walking evangelist for that. So are you here to tell us about chickens, Tori?
Hi, Mrs. Green.
Thanks
for having me.
Love it. Love having you.
I am here to tell you about chickens. I'm very excited to announce that we are having the second City Chickens Coop Tour here in town.
You gotta love it.
The self-guided tour of backyard chicken coops all over Tucson. So if you've ever considered the possibility of having chickens, if you're just interested in seeing how it might be done, or if you just want to have a fun way to get out, enjoy some unique Tucson neighborhoods and spend time with your family, this is a great event for you.
It is a great event for you. So are there tickets to buy?
Yes, we have tickets on sale. They're $5 per adult. Children are free. And all $5 from each ticket sale goes to support a great local nonprofit called Watershed Management Group.
Yes.
The tickets are on sale at the Food Conspiracy Co-op, which is on 4th Avenue, just south of 6th Street. They can also be purchased over the phone by calling 624-4821.
Okay, say it again.
Say 624-4821. 624-4821.
Okay.
There's lots of information about the event on our website, which is www.foodconspiracy.org.
Okay, great. That's really great. And didn't this sell out last time? I'm not kidding.
Yes. So this is our second time doing this event. The first time around, I expected maybe 50 people, and in fact, we sold out over 200 tickets, and then we had an additional 250 people who came looking for tickets after it had sold out.
Okay.
So we knew we just had to do this again because people were, they are into chickens right now.
And I'm not going to say anything like, well, that's for the birds. I'm not, because my kids might be listening, so no way. But I am so happy about it. We had Greg Peterson from the Urban Farm a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, chickens are just part of the whole recycling effort. If you have a garden, then you have chickens, and then you feed them healthy things, and then you use their waste for your healthy garden, and the beat goes on. It's the circle of life. So
there's nothing more fun than walking outside in the morning to get fresh eggs.
You're going to get me there. I'm telling you right now. So thank you.
I have a ticket for you. Just come on down and get it.
Do it. I got to do the chicken tour. Okay, Tori, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for what you do for the community. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Mrs. Green. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Okay, take care. All right, we're ready. Mayor Bob Dixon, it's an honor to have you on my show. Are you ready?
Hey, I sure am, Ms. Green. I'm looking forward to having a great conversation.
And I know that many, many people have asked you lots of questions because I've visited your website, I've looked at all the news feeds, and I said to you offline, I don't want to get gaga about having Bob Dixon on the show, but I'm a little bit gaga because it is the greenest town in America. You have gotten so much national coverage. And the thing that I loved, Bob, is that it's not old news. You have something coming up on the 23rd with the Department of Energy, a webinar that you're going to participate in. You just came to Green Build in Phoenix 2 weeks ago, which I did not know, and I couldn't go because of other commitments. But I'm blown away by what's happening.
Well, we've just been really blessed in the midst of having a total devastation in the community and losing 11 lives of our fellow citizens, family members, friends, neighbors. We've been blessed with an opportunity here, blessed with this opportunity, quite frankly, to share good news, to share hope, to talk about being part of a community, about really, not reinventing the wheel. And I was just listening to the lady you had on about chickens. I'm an old farm boy.
Oh, my gosh.
And here in rural America, it's about, in my opinion, going green and being sustainable is simply going back to the values that our ancestors and our pioneering forefathers taught us.
Never waste all of that. I mean, I agree. I totally agree. It's not, I say this on the show a lot, it's not a political issue at all. It's about really doing the right thing, conservation and thriftiness. That was one of the things I picked up is there was a quote, conservation and thriftiness are entwined in the DNA they inherited from their pioneer ancestors. That was talking about the population in Greensburg. So the devastation was massive. There were only about 10 homes left, maybe, or 12. 11.
95% of the buildings in town, residents, schools, churches, businesses, were totally leveled.
So how?
And so what was left was severely damaged.
Yes. I mean, I read about one person that went downstairs, and you only see it, if you're from Tucson, you only see it in movies where what the noise that it makes and the eeriness of it, that is so well, it is depicted very well in movies, but this was a real life, real people, real drama, real pain and sorrow and devastation, and look what you have done with it. So here's my question. How did you as a community go from that grief and devastation and come to the decision to rebuild and rebuild green and making that declaration to have the most energy efficient, environmentally sensitive municipality on maybe on the planet?
Well, you know, right after the storm, quite frankly, community leaders, elected officials, city and county, and state officials, our governor at that time was highly involved in our recovery process. FEMA, our district director of FEMA, was here, and they just kind of had a meeting that first couple days afterwards, and we're just visiting. You know, we have a tremendous opportunity here. You have a clean palette. You
right.
can paint
right.
on it whatever you want. And some of those agencies coming from other disasters all over the United States have said, this is an opportunity to build back as sustainable and smart and prudent and as responsible as we can. And being Greensburg, it just made sense then to go ahead and, well, it really comes down to what our ancestors taught us here. If you take care of the land, it takes care of you.
Right, right.
And it's sometimes we in the Midwest, in rural America, hear the term green and that conjures up misconceptions in our mind of what we've seen for the last 40 years of what green is.
Right, right. And there's a lot of, I agree with you. I mean,
and
there's a lot of people taking advantage of it.
We went for 40 years of not being it. We need it to be practically applied.
Okay.
And I think that's what people are seeing in Greensburg right now is when they hear the term green, they don't think of table talk anymore. They think of a conservative town in the middle of Kansas being green.
And that's what excites me. I mean, about being Mrs. Green is that I can see in so many areas, nobody's talking about a political issue. They're talking about doing the right thing and making sure that they're on the right path and conserving and all of the things that I have grown to understand that is not the commercialization of the word and some business trying to jump on the bandwagon.
The problem we have had over the last 30 to 40 years has been we have tried to make our environmental stewardship a political issue.
Right, right, and it shouldn't be.
And it is not. It is our issue. And
yep.
We found out here in Greensburg, when it was all said and done, it mattered not your social economic status in the community. You lost everything, your home, your valuables, your vehicles, everything. So the only true sustainable thing we had left in life was each other. And so by understanding that and pulling together, that goes right with environmental stewardship, simply being good stewards of the resources that the Lord's blessed us with.
I mean, I've got goosebumps. You can't see that on radio, but I do. So you made the decision as a community. From what I read, 800 people pledged to return and 60 businesses. I mean, that's what I read in Parade magazine.
Right, right.
So with only 800 people, how does a town begin to support the concept of 60 businesses? Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Well, in the initial processes of planning, and I want to cover this. I know we have just a little time, and if I'm going too long, please interrupt.
No, we have like another half hour after the break, so I want to hear it all.
We had immediately after the storm, of course, this is in the spring of 2007, so
right.
We were going into the summer. FEMA put us up a huge tent out here on the east edge of town. And that's where we did everything as a community because we had no other place to meet. We ate together. We did planning together. We had community church service together. We cried together. We hugged together. And we loved together. And the bottom line on all that is the people that were left here in Greensburg, there were people now that just they couldn't handle it emotionally,
right,
physically.
Right. They had to move on.
Moved on. And I respect their decisions. Okay, please understand that. But those that were left, we're all committed. We've invested our life savings here. And I don't just mean life savings in money. I mean life savings in emotion, life savings in in physical being here. Spiritually, emotionally, and physically, we've invested life savings. So everybody is committed to building a town like our ancestors built for us to last a lifetime. It's our awesome responsibility to leave that legacy for future generations to now build a town back that will last a lifetime as our ancestors did for us.
And I just keep saying, I have any more questions? Would you like to hear more about how this tiny town built their town literally from scratch and made it green? We'll be right back. This is Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. I am so very proud to be interviewing the mayor of Greensburg, Kansas, Bob Dixon, and having him share with us the on-the-scene compelling story about the pioneer spirit, about literally the hand of God right here in Greensburg, saving lives to have a purpose, a huge purpose that has international spotlight on it. So, Bob, thank you for taking the time out of your Saturday to be with Mrs. Green. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, it's my honor and pleasure to be able to visit with y'all.
Okay, so, and Kelly said, oh, my gosh, Gina, he's so nice. That's my assistant. She goes, he's so nice, and I could tell. So where do you start? You literally come out from under the ground. You see mile after mile of flat devastation. Entire houses gone, cars gone, all the buildings gone. Where do you start to rebuild? Do you start with building houses? Do you start with building a place for all of you to gather? Where do you start? I can't conceive of it.
Well, the number one thing we had to do was, number one, get the streets cleared of debris so we could even start cleaning our lots off.
Right.
But it's always, and I don't try to force my faith on anybody, but I know what I believe. And to show you the morals and values of this community and what is important to it, the churches in town were some of the first ones to start the rebuilding process, the actual physical part of building a building.
Right, right.
And that just shows where we were at and our motivation of building back and being good stewards of all the resources. But we also knew that we needed to have businesses that were existing in town, an opportunity for them to come back.
Right.
Through FEMA and USDA rural development and city leaders and city council at that time, city administrator, the idea of a business incubator came up. And we have 12 retail and business spots in the incubator building that we're very fortunate to have Sun Chips Corporation donate $1 million to that.
Oh, you're kidding. There's corporate America helping. Okay.
And Leonardo DiCaprio put in about $400,000.
So that's good.
So that's always good. Long story short, that business is full. That whole building is full of 12 businesses.
You are kidding.
Across the street right now, we have a nonprofit local organization that was put together by community members, raised $2 million from this community to build a retail, kind of like a strip mall, you guys would call it.
Right, we would.
With 9 retail outlets in there that are quite a bit bigger than the spaces in the incubator. And some of those people in the incubator will be moving across the street as soon as that's done, right on Main Street.
So it's working.
So
it's
it working. Is working. We're getting young people that are either were born and raised in the county and then moved on, went and got a great 4-year education, and they want to come back. They've had jobs in the big city, and they want to come back because of several things. It's great. They want to be part of something new, something progressive, and they want sense of community.
Something alive, yes.
And that's what they've missed.
We're
a brand new school, brand new hospital, brand new businesses, residences, everything. Brand new streets.
And they're like, all green. I mean, in the good sense of green, all of these businesses are doing things with the energy and the construction. So they're all following protocol of at least some type of green aspects, correct?
Right. And what we have done is that we had a nonprofit called Greensburg Green Town that started right after the storm, of an educational organization to to just help people with their house plans and businesses. And we also had NREL, National Renewable Energy Lab, out of Boulder, Colorado, in town from almost day one after the tornado, helping people in the educational process of what they can do to be as energy efficient as they can and also as financially sustainable as they can, of working within their budget. And those kind of things have really helped even the naysayers in the community that says that green's a bunch of hooey.
That sounds like a Great Plains, you know, there, hooey. I haven't heard that word in a while. I like it. I like it. Okay.
Well, I could say it's something else,
right,
but that's, we're on radio. So.
That's right. We are on public radio, so yeah.
So
okay.
Anyway,
hooey's a good word.
Even those people building their homes are greener than they'll even want to admit they are.
Right. Okay. That's really good.
And
though,
we have partnered with a city, with the Kansas Home Builders Association. They came to us saying, we want to be part of this because we want our contractors, member contractors, to understand that building sustainable and green shouldn't be scary and shouldn't cost that much more.
And should ultimately save you money over time. Well, two other questions come to mind, and just a little editorial comment on my part. I get really frustrated with too much government, too much government, too much government, big brother, big brother. In this case, it's really fair to give the kudos to FEMA, which is a government agency, and to the lead role that they played in helping with this. I think sometimes I go too far to the other extreme of bashing, when in this case, they really helped you. Is that fair?
FEMA very well assisted us with our long-term recovery plan, but there's another government agency that was equally, if not more, as important, is USDA Rural Development.
Okay. Okay.
And each state has a USDA rural development organization, and our state director and his staff just tremendous job here in Greensburg. They had grants to help us with municipal buildings. They have a self-help housing program that helps some people put sweat equity into building their new homes, and they are building. They built homes that that could be LEED certified,
right,
if they wanted to go through that,
right,
process.
Right, but they are anyway.
And we've had major corporations donate products to these homes. And so there's been a tremendous, we had to be actively involved. That's
right,
part of the self-help,
right,
program.
Right.
And those that qualified for that, they're now in new homes, new homeowners of energy efficient homes built solid, the last. Now, the question I get, and I don't know if you want to address this now, when I talk about solid homes, is, well, are you building to last for the, if the
that
next
was my, that was one of my questions. What happens, God forbid, if there is another tornado? It is tornado territory. How are these homes built to sustain or withstand that?
We're seeing a lot. Well, let me just start out by simply saying this. If we have another tornado that comes through that's classified as an EF5 with over 200-mile-an-hour winds, there isn't anything short of building a bunker underground that you're,
right,
not going,
right,
to receive some damage.
So we're not going to see that in our future.
Okay. Okay. So what you do is you build to minimize the damage not only to property but human life.
Okay.
And that is safe rooms in homes.
Okay.
That is ICF, insulated concrete form construction,
okay,
of sidewalls and basement walls, of,
okay,
SIPS panels, just good reinforcements and things like that. But you will not ever eliminate total damage of 200-plus-mile-an-hour winds.
Right, which is one of the strongest tornadoes ever registered in history.
It was at that time, yes.
Yeah, so that's pretty – that's never happening. We're not even going to think about that.
We always said, you know, it looked like a bomb went off. Well, a meteorologist had done an extensive study of our tornado, said, yes, it was a bomb. There was enough energy in there that was equivalent to a little over a megaton strength per minute as it went across town.
I can't conceive of it, not even in the movie. So on the bright side of that, with stronger building, and we know it's never going to happen again, so what about, this may sound really corny, but what about tourism? Has tourism become an industry because I know I want to come to Greensburg and see it, and I mean that. I mean that sincerely, and if I do, I'm calling you.
Well, you are welcome, and we invite all your listeners to come and visit us. Right now, we feel like we're a living laboratory of about anything sustainable and green, whether it's in building products, whether it's in energy savings. Prior to the storm, we had, and still do, Greensburg was known for the world's largest hand-dug well.
My husband said to mention that on the phone. He said,
yes.
Remember to bring that up. And I said, I am not bringing that up on the radio.
And
he
so
will love it.
Still come to see the well.
And that's where it is. He said, no, ask the mayor about the well. If
that's
it's
right,
still there.
See? And so now we're also, as people are driving through town, quite frankly, we have the highest per capita of geothermal wells of anywhere in the world right now.
Oh, my goodness.
The incubator, the courthouse, the new school, the hospital, and even private residences have geothermal wells. We're putting in a community wind farm to utilize the great wind we have here.
That you have blowing a lot,
generation.
Right? Yes.
And so the wind that blew us away is also going to be the wind that's going to help generate electricity for our rebuilding and growth of our community.
Okay, well, I'm getting the biggest kick out of the well because he did say that to me. He goes, ask the mayor about the well. I've seen that well. So we have to go to another quick break. I still have lots of questions. We'll be right back. We're interviewing the wonderful mayor from Greensburg, Kansas, Mayor Bob Dixon. Please stay tuned. He's got lots more wonderful strength-building thoughts to share with us. Mrs. Green goes mainstream. News Talk 790 KNST. Welcome back, everybody. This is News Talk 790 KNST. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, the voice of green here in Tucson and around the globe, because you can hear Mrs. Green live streaming at www.knst. Our guest today is absolutely and positively wonderful. Talk about the vision of hope and possibility. His name is Mayor Bob Dixon. He's from Greensburg, Kansas. And so what else do we want to share with everybody that's listening about what's going on there? You must have had some tough lessons. I can't imagine that there weren't some obstacles or things to overcome or hard lessons to be learned. So what can you share with us about that, Bob?
Well, you know, Ms. Green, the biggest thing that I think was a challenge for all of us is if you're just going out and building a brand new town,
right,
in the middle of a field, totally different than rebuilding a town that was destroyed. Because we're trying to put our lives back together, our personal lives back together, as well as rebuild a town as prudent and responsible as we can. And so in the midst of that, there's some tremendous emotions that come out because it's like a funeral.
Right.
And then a grieving process, and then the healing process. And so as you're dealing with emotions and you're dealing with the planning and recovery, and you have public meetings and people say things that's totally out of their character, and it's because that's their day that they're really emotional about losing everything.
Right. I cannot even imagine.
And so those are the challenges that we can work through, replacing stuff and building buildings and all that. But, again, I went back to what we talked about earlier. All we had left was our relationships with each other.
Right, right.
And that's what we really have to honor more in this country. I'm really frustrated in our country right now that we've lost a sense of civility, a sense of treating each other with dignity and respect. And we see, it's sad, but it really comes out in the political field, whether it's at the state or the federal level, right?
I agree, and I don't want to listen to either side. It makes me very, very, very sad. Very sad.
You know, even in the preamble of the Constitution, it called for us to perpetuate domestic tranquility.
Right. And our forefathers were very wise. Yes.
And then they knew that right then. And so I think that's one thing why this has been a rewarding process, but yet very, very challenging opportunity, is that we know it comes from the grassroots. It comes from our heritage and our history. Of course, there's always going to be challenges with underfunded projects. How are we going to fund this? How are we going to do this and this? But if you still have that relationship with each other, we can deal with those things.
Right. You go through it and make it happen.
Right.
So the schools, I mean, you said young people are moving back, which to me is a sign of great hope because they are the future. and you want to have little children playing out in the backyard and all of that. And I'm so sad my grandchildren moved away. I always have to throw that in.
There you go. Well,
I always want grandchildren playing in my backyard.
My wife and I have the opportunity this afternoon to take care of our new twin grandson.
Oh, my gosh. See, that'll make me sad.
For an hour or so. So anyway.
Twins.
I understand the grandchild.
Yes, you do. And I hope mine are listening.
New school. Will be open for the next school year in 2010, in August.
Okay.
The new school will, the youth of our community have been exposed to some tremendous educational opportunities.
I bet.
The new schools will implement geothermal, solar, passive solar, all kinds of recycled and building materials and technologies. We also will have a hydrogen cell backups electrical system in the school. What better opportunity are we going to have in the curriculum to teach our kids about environmental stewardship
than actually seeing it and living it and being a part of it every day? I agree. It's our
future.
And
so why wouldn't a young couple that either has a family or is thinking about starting a family want to bring their family to a town where their children can walk and ride their bikes safely to a state-of-the-art school, and at the same time their grandparents move here so that the grandparents can be part of their grandkids' schooling?
Every day, in every way. It's a whole family concept.
It's
yes.
about community.
Yep.
Okay? It's about hope. It's about good news. And it's about that sense of community that there's tremendous longing for in the United States right now, being part of something and knowing where you came from, knowing your roots.
Even it's a, you know, like I'm now on this, and I do get chastised once in a while from family members, and I deserve it. I see people at lunch and in meetings and on, and they're on their BlackBerry. I'm like in a 12-step program to leave it in my purse, leave it in the car, because I do believe in community and I do believe in connecting, and I think it's one of the things that's wrong. It became quickly a .com email, no voice-to-voice kind of thing. So it's, I agree with you. I think people are starving for it.
Well,
really
we
do.
Need to, and remember, I'm just an old farm boy, so sometimes I just speak from my heart, but we need to become front porch people. We have too often become backyard patio people with the fence that goes around our backyard.
Really high so that nobody can see in, I know.
Well, and if we get out on the front porch, then we're part of the community.
Right.
We're part of the people that are bicycling by and walking by. And in the midst of all that, too, when you talk about our technology, the advanced technology, yes, I understand if it's a tool for your business, it's great.
Tool.
But if it's, we have lost the art of conversation. And then in the midst of losing the art of conversation, we've lost treating each other with civility because we abbreviate everything on emails and texts because we don't want to take a lot of time to do it.
Right, because it's just easier. Now, I want to interrupt, if I may, because there's a caller named Don, and I want to see what Don has to say. We're getting a little bit of feedback there. I don't know.
Hello?
Don, can you
Hello?
Hear me now?
Hello?
Hi, Don.
Hi. Let me go turn off my microwave.
Okay. That's good. That's what it is. Okay, so do you have a question for the mayor?
Great, isn't it? All right. How's this?
A little bit better. So
Hello?
Just, but, yeah, I can hear you. Just what's your question?
I can't hear you. My phone works fine, but I just can't hear you.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Don. Send us an email. We'll make sure to pose that question.
Okay, maybe we'll do that. There's a little technical difficulties. We'll find out what that is. Before you go off the air, and again, I want to say thank you. I want to say that you're now on my list of things to be thankful for Thanksgiving. It's a very long list, but just having had this opportunity to interface with you is so unbelievable. What about the future? I know that nobody has a crystal ball. What do you need for all of this future that you paint so wonderfully and beautifully? What does the future hold, and what does Greenberg need to make that come into not just a dream but a reality?
Everybody that has a home in Greensburg right now or is completing a home has a job.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
For us to get
oh,
to that
goodness.
Next level to populate school and continue growth, we need jobs and employment.
Okay.
And what we really, being a living laboratory and almost a research and development site, we've encouraged young people to come. that want to start a business. We have some incentives available. Don't need to go into a lot of detail, or any business that wants to relocate in the green, sustainable field.
And that field is so wide open. I mean, it really is.
And I just want to say it's about come grow with us.
Come grow
okay?
with us. I love it. Okay.
Just come grow with us.
Come grow with us. What a note to end on. Happy and blessed Thanksgiving to everybody. I thank God for each of you. And, Bob, thank you so much. And I guarantee you we will have you back on the show. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay tuned. Come on next week. Albert Zakes from TerraCycle will be the best of Mrs. Green.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on Newstalk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on Newstalk 790 KNST.